Nightline. It's your direct line to the Ombudsman.
Indeed, and I always think it's just fantastic. It's a great privilege, actually, that we're able to have the Ombudsman come and join us. So the ultimate umpire, the Parliamentary Commissioner, appointed by the Parliament, not the government, totally independent, and the person to whom all the government departments answer, and prepared to come into the studio and take your calls. That's fantastic service for you, our Nightline family. It's what we love, and it's good to have you back, Chris. Welcome.
Well, it's a very generous introduction, Graham, and it's great. Always my pleasure to be here.
16 times now.
Well,
time flies when you're having fun.
The only problem for me, and probably you, is I remember the first time. So yes. Time really does fly, doesn't it, Graham? That's the thing.
And the older you get, the faster it flies.
That's exactly right.
I've got a good few years on you, I have to say. I actually thought of last night I was talking to Warwick Gately, the Electoral Commissioner, and just chatting with him about, okay, right now, what is your role? And the similarity with your own struck me because he was saying, well, I have no interest in who wins each seat, but I have a very close interest in how the count is conducted, how the votes were gathered and how the count is conducted and how each, because he said our procedures are very clearly prescribed in law. My focus is purely on have we dotted every I and crossed every T? Was the process followed absolutely and faithfully? And who wins, I don't care. In the same way, in your own case, it's all about process, not about outcome.
Yeah, that's completely right. I mean, Warwick and his team are very good and quite correctly, as you say, there are a number of public officials who are independent and who basically are there to make sure that legislation and other matters are administered correctly, done correctly. So, yes, there are a number of parallels between a number of the public officials.
And does the public trustee answer to you? Is that one of those, like, in their handling of stuff? Someone was unhappy with how an estate was being handled by the public trustee.
Yes, they are in our jurisdiction.
Correct. Yeah, so they could bring that to you?
Yes, they could, absolutely.
It's one we've never mentioned. So, folks, if that's relevant for you, if you've got some difficulty or dealing, I'm not suggesting they don't do a wonderful job, but if you have a difficulty, an issue, then that's something else you could bring to our attention tonight, and Chris will be able to point you in the right direction where that's concerned. And so there seems to be more and more involvement with trustees and estates and disbursements and so on. So if the public trustee or the public guardian is in part of your world and things are not going so well, another one that came to mind recently came across my desk because I was asked to support a family, and at the heart of the issue for them was a dispute, and the dispute then would go before one of the state tribunals, and the tribunal, in the process, as it had to do, appointed an officer to go out and inspect some work and see whether it had been done to standard.
Yep.
The couple had real reservations about the independence of this, or how this particular officer discharged his responsibilities to the tribunal, got another qualified person who had done similar work on other occasions to give an independent and different report. Let's say they take that to the tribunal and they're unhappy with how the tribunal in the end decides. They really think that there's not been objectivity. Can they bring that to the state ombudsman?
Yeah, tribunals are in our jurisdiction. There is one tribunal that is not in our jurisdiction.
Yeah.
That's the state administrative tribunal.
Oh, yeah.
That's obviously the tribunal that many people will be familiar with.
Yes.
Amalgamation of a range of other tribunals and now a standalone tribunal. So courts, the Supreme Court, District Court, Magistrate Court, licensing, those courts, coroner's court are not in my jurisdiction, indeed any court.
Yeah.
But of tribunals, all are in my jurisdiction except for the State Administrative Tribunal.
So if you've been before a tribunal, folks, and not happy with the process, remember that was not the outcome here, but if you feel, no, look, that's just the one example I could think of that makes it very clear that this particular couple, it was over a standard of workmanship, so they went to the relevant tribunal, but they, and I don't know the outcome to be honest, but they were just concerned on the way in that the person who had been delegated the responsibility of coming out and looking at the job had really not been objective or thorough. And so they sought this independent person to give another report, and then they were going to be presenting that to the tribunal. And I thought, well, say that went pear-shaped in terms of process, not outcome. Would that be? And you can hear that it is indeed in the state ombudsman's bailiwick. Okay, we go to your calls next.
It returns Friday, March 22 from 12 noon at Market City Tavern, Canningvale. 60 hours footy on the road for playeronline.com.au and Mitsubishi Motors. Join our footy panel for an opening round derby edition. There's special guests, the latest footy news, derby tickets, and the $100 player sports betting voucher to be won. Footy on the Road, Friday, March 22 at Market City Tavern, Canningvale. 6pm. Here's football.
David Ewan talks about Boss Workwear at Coventry Village in Morley.
We deliver uniforms, workwear, sports uniforms, caps, safety wear, all embroidered to your design. We can also do t-shirts, polos, mugs, stubby holders, and we also do laser engraving. We're a family-owned business that we've been doing for 20 years. The prices here are good as anywhere, and the service is fantastic.
Boss Workwear, another family-owned fashion business at Coventry Village. Fashion, homewares, fresh food, meat, seafood and groceries, all under one roof with plenty of free parking. Coventry Village, the global food and shopping experience on Walter Road, Morley. It's different.
Closer to the game this season with Fox Footy, where you can see your team live every round of the 2013 home and away season with no ad breaks, siren to siren. The choice is easy. Fox Footy, only on Fox Sports. Call 131 787 today.
This is Mark. He's trying to look busy. Mark uses LeasePlan online. He can manage his company's fleet at the click of a button. Yes, he's pretty much got this act down to a fine art. Find out more at leaseplan.com.au. It's easier to LeasePlan.
What makes Aveling's online training courses superior?
Well, I received my construction white card within hours of completing it. And it was from one of Australia's most trusted training providers.
I had hundreds of guys that need training in manual handling, fatigue and risk management, safety and more.
Whether it's for the construction, mining, hospitality or transport industry, Aveling's state-of-the-art e-learning courses are regarded as the best you'll find online. Visit aveling.com.au.
The Hugo Boss store at 915 Hay Street, Perth is now having a renovation sale. All stock is 30 to 70% off. Don't miss this limited opportunity to get men's and ladies' fashion at 30 to 70% off. Hugo Boss, 915 Hay Street, Perth.
Now on Nightline, it's your direct line to the Ombudsman.
I've had a grizzle to the Ombudsman, so I feel better. Now it's your chance to bring your concerns. Unfortunately for me, my grizzle's about a Commonwealth bureaucracy. John, welcome.
Hi, Graham. How are you going?
Doing well. And Chris Field, the State Ombudsman, is listening.
Nice to have you back, Graham. And thanks for the opportunity, Chris.
Good on you, John.
Mine's to do with a Freedom of Information request with the police department.
Yes.
I gave some parameters as to what records I would like. And sent my check in, and I received a letter advising that it would be $2,000 with a big, massive list that it shocked me intently. It's all to do with a situation, there's no charges or anything like that, but I just sought the information. And I wrote back to them, and I contacted them, and I wrote back to them asking them, can they please, line by line, tell me why these 57 hours, how they're made up? Because I could then reduce, you know, the scope of what I need, so I can reduce the cost. And they didn't do that. So, and I wrote to them, and I wrote to them with a reduced, just from without any hours, maybe, no, don't want that. What does that do? Then I said, in that, can you also please show with what's remaining how you break down the hours? I've got the letter back now saying it's been reduced to $1,400, but still no breakdown. So there's 40 lines. Surely, to arrive at the number of hours, they must be able to, line by line, give me the information so that I can decide. I want to make this a smaller cost, as it's exorbitant anyway, but I need that information of the breakdown, and I just don't seem to be able to get through that through to them.
Yeah, well, look, thanks for your call, John. No, certainly issues around freedom of information are ones that come across in the community from time to time. And can I say that you've done the sort of thing that we would always say to anyone who's been dealing with an agency, regardless of who that agency is, that government agency, and that is try to resolve the matter with them first. And you've obviously been making those efforts, and at this stage, from your perspective, not resolved to your satisfaction. In this state, concerns or escalating those concerns, that is making a complaint about your freedom of information request, is not dealt with by the state ombudsman. It is in some states, but not in WA. In this state, we have a very good office, and it's called the Office of the Information Commissioner, a very good group of people there, and a very good information commissioner, and they have a phone number, 6551 7888 6551 7888. Now you can contact them and raise those concerns with them. They are the experts in this area and will be able to give you information and ideas about how this matter should be progressed.
John, don't hang up. I'll just make sure that I'll pop you back to Royston just to make sure you got that number for the information commissioner. We move on to Anne.
Evening, Graeme.
Hi, Anne.
Welcome back.
Thank you.
I hope you enjoyed everything.
It was a good
thinking
week.
I'll
tell you what, Anne, I'm just waiting. I'm waiting on a very slow-moving government department to actually give my son a date that he can actually leave. It's a long, long, sad story, Anne, but yes. I suppose the good news is he's still here.
Still here.
And your question for the ombudsman.
Yes, and he's well. That's the main thing.
Yes, indeed.
Regarding the ombudsman, does he deal with the postal people?
Well, ask a question, Anne, and I'm sure if it's not Chris's area, he'll tell you where to go.
Yes, all right.
And what's the question, Anne?
Well, I'm having trouble with my mail, Graeme. I live on Manning Road, and we've got 7 suburbs in Manning Road, and we've got numbers up the other end in Bentley, which these things shouldn't get mixed up because you've got the code, you know, you've got your code on your letters and thing. I've had parcels opened. I was told that I was lucky I got them, that they weren't destroyed, because I asked where all the came for my son from England when I was over for my birthday, and I eventually got them, but I said, where's the wrapping? These have come from England, where's all the wrapping of it? He said, oh, it's in the bin. He said, you're lucky these didn't go in the bin. And I got them, but I got them. I paid $30 to go up in a taxi to get them, and I should have rung the post office first. But anyway, and I'm still having some trouble. I've reported it, and I've got a number I ring, but still getting this. Another lot of photos have been missing now for the last few weeks, and I'm concerned now. I'm ringing them tomorrow. My son's sending an album. They're over for Christmas. They did an album up for the photos they took. I was surprised. Didn't know it was coming. He told me on Saturday, look out for it, Mum. It should be there soon. So I'll get on to tomorrow to make certain that
that doesn't go
astray.
I'm going to pop you on hold so you can hear what Chris has to say, but I think our next caller has an amazingly similar situation, and then Chris can respond to both. Tim. Yeah, go ahead, Tim. We're fine, and Chris is listening, because I think both will have similar information. Yeah.
Look, for the last probably 2 years, I've been, you know, my business parcels have been coming through Australia Post to my home. They either leave expensive freight just at my front doorstep when I'm not at home and it requires signatures. The items either don't turn up. They had the, you know, tenacity to, I think that would be the word I would use, to leave a card in my letterbox saying where they had left a $10,000 camera lens for my business. And in the process, someone obviously saw them putting the card in the letterbox, so someone's gone and read it and stolen the camera lens. More recently, I've been buying things from, you know, the eBay website, and these things never turn up. The tracking items, they always say that they've been delivered by the postie. A pair of jeans I bought 3 weeks ago, apparently they never turned up, even though the driver got a signature, and when I asked to see the signature, it wasn't my signature, it was just a cross. And I've gone and lodged the complaint with Australia Post and said, enough is enough. I need to get on the items or you need to pay me compensation. I've then gone and rung the Mail Ombudsman. The Mail Ombudsman have done a small investigation but really haven't followed any through, and police people say, oh, we'll call you back, we'll call you back. You never ever hear from them.
Tim, thank you. Chris.
Yeah, thanks, Graeme. Thanks both Anne and Tim for your calls. And look, I think it's possibly foreshadowed by Anne, what I hope is not in Graeme's future, is what is possibly in Anne and Tim's future, and that is contact with the Commonwealth Ombudsman's Office. So it sounds like, Tim, you've already gone some of the way down that pathway.
Yep.
Just so, and it's always useful, Graeme, to just remind listeners about this, as you always do, that the State Ombudsman is the State Ombudsman in each of the states, Victoria, New South Wales, Western Australia, etc., who deal with state government agencies, local governments and universities, and of course we have the Commonwealth Ombudsman to deal with Commonwealth departments. The Commonwealth Ombudsman deals with Commonwealth state government departments, but in an arrangement that's not dissimilar to mine, where I'm both the State Ombudsman but also the Energy Ombudsman, and that Energy Ombudsman is an Industry Ombudsman. The Australia Post does have an Industry Ombudsman.
Okay.
I think what Tim was referring to
the
is
postal
as
ombudsman.
That's right, the Mail Ombudsman. And so there is a Postal Ombudsman, and that function is undertaken by the Commonwealth Ombudsman's Office. So that is the right people. They are the right people to call. So, Tim, I think you've done the right thing with the way you've pursued this through, with Australia Post first and then to the Mail Ombudsman. Anne would be, I think, well placed to call the Mail Ombudsman, the Postal Ombudsman, and see if they can resolve it through. Tim, if you're not satisfied, certainly with my agency, and I'm sure this is the case for the Postal Ombudsman, you can always give another call back and say, look, I'd like some further explanation. Is there something more that I can get as an explanation to really understand why this matter hasn't been resolved at this stage to your satisfaction? That's to say that everything can be resolved to your satisfaction, but it's always good to try to get as much explanation as possible about it.
Tim, I'm sorry having that frustration, especially with a $10,000 item going missing, and I would think that would be... Now, those sort of compensation cases, does the Ombudsman get in... I mean, obviously you don't decide whether they get... Or do you decide that... You know, about things like that, about compensation.
Yeah, no, absolutely. So to give an example of the Energy Ombudsman scheme in Western Australia, if this was an energy case, we can ultimately make a determination.
Yeah.
So this is not a recommendation, but a binding determination on one of the companies, say, you say Western Power, for an amount of up to $20,000, and then up to $50,000 by agreement. So that's where the member agrees for us to go up to that amount. Very rare that we ever have to do that. In fact, I've never made a binding determination in 6 years, and that's because the companies are able to very sensibly engage with the consumers with our facilitation and our work and get a mutually satisfactory solution. But the reality is all industry ombudsman schemes, like the Postal Ombudsman, are able to ultimately make determinations if they need be.
Okay, so Tim, the big one for you, I think, is go back and say, look, I do want, you know, I do in the end want some sort of determination or some sort of effective negotiation with Australia Post about the money, among other things. And Anne, I'll just get you to hang on. I'm sure Royston will be able to find that ombudsman's phone number for you. We have in the studio with us the State Ombudsman. If you have a dispute and if it's wending its way through or you feel like it's going off the rails, it might be a dispute with local government authority. It might be a dispute with the education department. You could be in dispute with the police, and you're not happy with how the police have handled an issue. You've gone through the process with them, and here we're not talking about you're not being happy with the outcome, but you're not happy that the process has been followed properly and fairly and thoroughly. It could be, and I mentioned this earlier just to double check with Chris, but you may be, for example, involved with a public trustee. You may have issues in the area of mental health you have concerns about, because we now have a Commissioner for Mental Health and we have a Mental Health Minister and we have a department, and therefore we have a responsibility to report back to the Ombudsman. So if you have issues there where you think, no, I am in dispute about this and I'm not getting anywhere, you do need to pick up the phone right now, though, folks. The number is 9221882. 9221882. And you will need to ring, let me stress this, you need to ring right now because we've got, the time is very short and there's plenty of things I can ask Chris about if everyone's happy and there's no disputes anywhere. We can't extend beyond the news, so I'll move heaven and earth to fit you in before the news if you have an issue. We invite you to join the conversation and to take advantage. I can't think of any other situation in which you could speak directly to the Ombudsman. So the number is 9221882.
Stay ahead of the curve on all things 6PR by subscribing to our newsletter.
You'll get the heads up on exclusive interviews, station events and promotions. And there'll be some amazing offers exclusively for subscribers. Go to 6pi.com.au and click on the link to sign up. It'll take less than 60 seconds for you to be even more connected. Refer some. 882 6PR.
Is your roof in need of repair? Looking tired? Or does it just need a facelift? Restore your roof with modern roofing and beat the heat with Superblock, our exclusive heat reflective coating. This week, you can get a free 33-point modern roof inspection. That's a free roof inspection. Plus, you'll receive 15% off new gutters and a massive 23% off your roof restoration. If your roof's under the weather, call Modern now on 131178. That's 131178.
So what's in your back-to-work tool list this year, Robert?
New drill, new spanners, new drop saw, new planer and a new grinder.
That's a lot of tools.
And a lot of chances to win a Yamaha quad bike.
Nice one, mate.
Buy anything from Toolmart to win the ultimate big boys toys, including a Yamaha quad bike, Makita electric bike, DeWalt mountain bikes, Hitachi bar fridges and more. Conditions apply, ends March 25. See toolmart.com.au.
You can have an adventure climbing a mountain or sailing around the world, but there's one adventure that's all about helping other people. Cancer Council Relay for Life Perth is a fun 24-hour event to fight back against cancer. It's an inspiring adventure where teams walk or run to raise money. The 13th annual Relay for Life Perth is on the 13th and 14th of April at the Venues West WA Athletic Stadium. Register your team now at relayforlife.org.au.
Patrick, you recently used radio advertising to launch your new company, Creditor Watch.
Yes, we help businesses get paid sooner, and we wanted to drive traffic to the website.
And did it work?
It crashed.
But you told me earlier.
We had such a big response that the website went down for a day.
Oh, that's really. Well, I mean, listeners are six times more likely to search online for brands they hear advertised on radio.
And we're still getting hundreds of hits a day.
That's terrible.
No, that's a good thing.
Of course it is. We see people really connect with radio.
Yep.
To find out more, go to commercialradio.com.au.
A vintage weekend in the Swan Valley is the perfect way to spend the day or stay for the weekend to enjoy some fine wine, good company, and experience firsthand the crafting of Swan Valley wine from the vineyard to the bottle. Discover Vintage 2013 in a unique behind-the-scenes tour. Enjoy outstanding food perfectly matched with Swan Valley wines this Friday to Sunday. For more information, go to perthtourism.com.au. It's all part of Perth's Autumn Festival.
Has your remote control stopped working? Replace it at Battery World. Now supplying remote controls and batteries for your car, garage and more. Battery World. Phone 13 17 60.
Beat the heat with Superblock, Modern's exclusive heat reflective coating. Get a free roof inspection, plus receive 15% off new gutters and a massive 23% off your roof restoration. Call Modern now, 1311 78.
Now on Nightline, it's your direct line to the Ombudsman.
Yes, indeed it is, and the other, I mean, in terms of the public trustee, is there much action that comes from there? I ask this not because of any concern about the public trustee, I stress again, but because we do get so many calls on Nightline now about wills and estates and disputes.
No, we do get complaints. Look, it certainly would be an agency that we receive very few complaints about, but the reality is we do, and I think that's the important thing, that people can have the confidence that ultimately, if their complaint isn't resolved with any agency, and that may be the public trustee, any of them, that they do have us, as you always refer to us quite correctly, as that independent umpire, they can come and talk to us about it.
Good stuff. All right, we'll move on because we will get, as I said, callers, I will get you on air if I possibly can. And we can. Robin.
Hello.
Welcome, and Chris Field, the State Ombudsman, is listening.
I'm not sure if I've got the right place, but I'm trying to get my Synergy bill not estimated. I don't know. I just don't know where to go with this. I don't think that I'm going to still have to pay my bill because I put a solar system in, and they keep, I call it guesstimating my electricity bill, and it's like double the amount that I had paid like a month ago.
Robin, have you spoken to Synergy about this matter?
Yes, I have, twice.
All right, and obviously at this stage you're not in your own mind satisfied about where things are at. Look, it's important for you and for all listeners to know that one of my roles in the state is as the Energy Ombudsman and Synergy as our principal electricity retailer in the state is in that jurisdiction, and for my jurisdiction as Energy Ombudsman. Look, we'd be delighted to speak to you, and one of my terrific team, energy team, can call you back over the next 48 hours and have a talk to you, see if there's some matters we can discuss with you, and then give you some guidance and assistance with that. Estimated bills is the sort of thing that people can and do come to my office about, wanting to understand that and concerns about that. So it's certainly territory that we understand. As I say, we'd be delighted if you were happy to leave your number off air with Royston. I undertake to have one of my staff either call you tomorrow or the day after at the very latest.
Robin, that's very wise that you picked up the phone, and you definitely came to the right place, no doubt about that. Michelle, good evening to you.
Hi, how are you?
We're both good, thank you. What's your problem?
I'm just wondering if you are actually an employee of state government.
Whether I am, Michelle?
No, but I am.
Are you saying
you are, sorry.
And you bring a concern as a state government employee?
Yeah, and if somebody in authority in that department, and you follow the grievance process, but you find that they're just backed up.
Yeah, no, look, I completely understand your inquiry, Michelle. Look, the reality is with grievance processes, and that may not be immediately familiar to every one of your listeners, Graham, but there are processes within government departments to pursue a grievance for a concern you have about the way matters are operating. And generally speaking, they'll have escalation processes internally and how they're managed internally.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely appropriate, Michelle, to pursue those processes within whichever agency it is for an employee. And then after that, there are always potentially external bodies who can look at that. And one of those is my office, but there are others as well. So generally speaking with those, we will look at the complaint and decide whether we're the best office, the most appropriate office to deal with it, or there may be another office who is more appropriate to deal with the issue. If that's the case, then we will refer complainants to that office, because that's the most appropriate, that's the most efficient place for them to take their complaint to be resolved. But as I say, always these matters can be very sensitive, and I don't want you to, and you're obviously not giving those details on air. I think it would be best if you wanted some further advice from us about that. We'd be delighted to speak to you. If you wanted to leave your number with Royston, one of my staff from the State Ombudsman's Office who understand this issue very strongly when they speak to you about it. It's a matter that does come to our office that people are concerned and will complain about, and we're very happy to talk to you and to point you in the right direction, and that might be our office or possibly another agency, or to pursue further matters within either your own or the employee's agency if you're talking about someone else. So either way, we can assist you.
Michelle, thanks for your call. I mean, do hang on. Royston will just get your permission for someone from Chris's office to give you a call. But the, I mean, because that's something, I guess there'd be a number. I guess I know there are quite a large number of state government employees listening here right now,
yes,
who would be thinking, okay, if I am in dispute at work with some of my upline management, and I've gone through the dispute resolution process or conflict process in my workplace, I don't think it's just, and it's not being followed appropriately, and I'm not being heard, then they can actually come to the Ombudsman. And if you're not the best person, then you can tell them who is.
Yeah, so there are other state government agencies that will look at these matters potentially. Of course, there's the actual agency themselves.
Yes.
There's a public sector commission, WorkCover and others. So there may be other agencies that are more appropriate to look at the complaint that we might refer them to, or simply have a dialogue with another agency to determine who is the best agency to look at the matter. But I like to think of our office as a place that if we're not the most appropriate agency, we will work immediately and incredibly helpfully to make sure you are going to the right place.
Exactly.
You know, the last thing we want is people just moving around a system.
Yes.
No one wants that.
Being passed from place to place.
Yeah, and
you don't want the not my department.
Yeah, and look, and sometimes, of course, people are coming to my agency because they've been told that.
Mm.
We have to be very sensitive about that. So our motto is to make sure if we don't resolve it immediately, we are sending it to somewhere where it can be resolved.
I guess the best way to come to your department is either on the phone or online?
Yeah, that's exactly right.
Okay, so on the online, folks, it is www.ombudsman.wa.gov.au. So the standard government suffix, the back end, and the W's up front. www.ombudsman.wa.gov.au. The phone number is 9220 755. Always fun, Chris. Thanks again.
My absolute pleasure to be with you, listeners, Graeme.
And we've learned a lot tonight, folks. Well, I have. John has. So at least inside the studio, there's been a considerable amount of learning going on.